Understand why classical music still matters. Learn useful general knowledge vocabulary for music and culture, and practice explaining personal taste in clear B1, B2 English. When you hear the words classical music, what image comes to mind? Do you usually prefer music with words or music without words? Where do you hear classical music in daily life? Movies, restaurants, ceremonies, or concerts? Which feeling do you usually enjoy in music? Peace, beauty, drama, mystery, or energy? When people hear the words classical music, they often imagine an orchestra, a concert hall, or music written by famous composers like Mozart or Beethoven. But classical music is not just old music. It is a large world of music written with careful structure, deep emotion, and long-lasting ideas. Pop music is often connected to the present moment. A pop song may become famous because of a singer, a trend, a movie, or social media. Classical music is different because many pieces were written hundreds of years ago, but people still perform them today. The music survives because it has something strong inside it: beauty, drama, sadness, joy, tension, or peace. Classical music is also often written in a more detailed way than many popular songs. Many pop songs are built around a singer, lyrics, and a repeating chorus. Classical music can be built around instruments, patterns, melodies, and changes in mood. It may not tell you the meaning with words, but it can make you feel a story. One reason classical music feels powerful is the orchestra. An orchestra is a large group of musicians who play different instruments together. It usually has strings, woodwinds, brass, and percussion. Each group has a different sound and role. The strings, like violins and cellos, often create warmth, beauty, and emotion. The woodwinds, like flutes and clarinets, can sound gentle, light, or playful. The brass, like trumpets and horns, can sound strong, noble, or dramatic. The percussion, like drums and timpani, can create energy, rhythm, and excitement. An orchestra is a little like a society. Many different people have different roles, but they must listen to each other. One instrument alone can be beautiful, but many instruments together can create a much bigger emotional world. This is one reason classical music is often used in movies. It can make a scene feel grand, romantic, dangerous, mysterious, or tragic. It is interesting that people still listen to music written before cars, phones, movies, airplanes, and the internet. The world has changed completely, but people still listen to Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, and many others. One reason is that human emotions have not changed so much. People in the past also felt love, fear, hope, sadness, pride, loneliness, and joy. Classical music often touches these basic human feelings. Even if we do not know the historical background, we can still feel something. Another reason is that classical music gives people space to think. Modern life is fast. We hear short sounds everywhere: notifications, advertisements, short videos, and background music in shops. Classical music often asks us to slow down and listen carefully. It can feel like entering another room in the mind. This is similar to wine in some ways. A person can drink wine quickly, but to really enjoy it, they may notice the smell, taste, body, balance, and finish. Classical music is also richer when we give it attention. The more we listen, the more details we notice. Johann Sebastian Bach is one of the most important composers in Western music history. He lived during the Baroque period, when music was often detailed, rich, and connected to religion. Bach worked as a church musician for much of his life, so many of his works were written for religious services. Bach's music is famous for its strong structure. Different melodies can move at the same time, like several voices having a serious conversation. At first, this can sound complex, but when you listen carefully, it feels deeply organized. Nothing is random. Everything has a place. Some people say Bach's music feels like architecture. It is not only emotional, it is also built with great intelligence. Like a beautiful old cathedral, it can feel spiritual, mathematical, and human at the same time. His music may not always feel easy, but it often feels deep and timeless. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart lived during the classical period. He was famous even as a child because he had incredible musical talent. He could perform, compose, and understand music at a very high level from a young age. Mozart's music is often described as clear, balanced, and beautiful. It usually does not sound heavy at first. Many pieces sound light, elegant, and natural. But this does not mean they are simple. Behind the beauty, there is great skill. Mozart could make difficult things sound easy. This is one reason people admire him. Some artists show their effort very clearly. Mozart often hides the effort. His music can feel like a perfect conversation, graceful, intelligent, emotional, but never too much. It is like a person who speaks beautifully without needing to show off. Ludwig van Beethoven came after Mozart and changed classical music in a powerful way. He began in the classical style, but his music helped open the door to the Romantic period, when music became more personal, emotional, and dramatic. Beethoven's life story is also famous because he began to lose his hearing. For a musician, this was a terrible problem. But he continued to compose, and some of his greatest music was written when his hearing was very poor. Because of this, many people connect Beethoven with struggle, strength, and human will. His music often feels like a fight. It can move from darkness to light, from tension to victory, from pain to hope. This is why Beethoven's music still feels modern in some ways. It does not only sound beautiful, it sounds like a human being trying to overcome something. The Baroque period came before the classical period. Baroque music often sounds rich, detailed, and full of movement. It can feel dramatic and decorative, like an old European church or palace. Bach and Vivaldi are two famous Baroque composers. The classical period came after the Baroque period. In this time, music became clearer and more balanced. Composers wanted music to feel natural, elegant, and well-shaped. Mozart and Haydn are two important composers from this period. The Romantic period came after the classical period. Music became bigger, more emotional, and more personal. Composers wanted to express deep feelings, imagination, nature, dreams, love, sadness, and national identity. Beethoven helped start this change, and later composers like Chopin, Schubert, Tchaikovsky, and Brahms continued it. The modern period is harder to explain because composers tried many different things. Some wanted to break old rules. Some used unusual rhythms, strange harmonies, or new instruments. Modern classical music does not always try to sound beautiful in the traditional way. It may try to sound strange, shocking, mysterious, mechanical, or abstract. Classical music is not only for experts. It is useful general knowledge because it appears in many parts of culture. You can hear classical music in movies, commercials, weddings, hotels, restaurants, anime, figure skating, and ceremonies. For example, classical music can make something feel elegant or expensive. That is why restaurants, hotels, and wine events sometimes use classical music. It creates a calm and refined atmosphere. It can make people feel that they are experiencing something special. Classical music also helps us understand history. Each period shows how people thought and felt at that time. Baroque music shows order, religion, and detail. Classical music shows balance and reason. Romantic music shows emotion and individuality. Modern music shows freedom and experiment. So learning classical music is not only learning about sound, it is also learning about human culture. One important thing to remember is that classical music is not one single style. Some classical music is bright and elegant, Some is dark and serious. Some is peaceful. Some is dramatic. Some is easy to enjoy, and some needs time. This is similar to wine. Some wine is light and crisp. Some is round and smooth. Some is rich and full-bodied. People like fresh white wine, while others prefer deep red wine. Taste depends on experience, mood, food, memory, and personality. Classical music is the same. Someone may love Mozart because his music feels clear and beautiful. Another person may love Beethoven because his music feels strong and emotional. Another person may prefer Chopin because his music feels private and poetic. The goal is not to understand everything. The first goal is to notice what you feel. After that, you can learn the history, the composer, the period, and the musical ideas. Knowledge makes listening richer, but feeling comes first. How is classical music different from pop music? Classical music is often built around instruments, structure, melodies, and mood changes, and many pieces are still performed hundreds of years after they were written. Do you think music needs words to tell a story? Why or why not? I think music can tell a story without words because, for me, words are important because... Why can an orchestra create a powerful emotional effect? An orchestra combines many instrument groups with different sounds so it can create a larger emotional world than one instrument alone. Which instrument sound do you usually like? Soft strings, bright piano, strong brass, or something else? I usually like the sound of because I prefer instruments that sound. Why can people still connect with classical music from long ago? People can still connect with it because basic human emotions have not changed, and the music gives listeners space to feel and think. Do you prefer music that is easy to enjoy immediately, or music that becomes more interesting after repeated listening? I prefer music that is easy to enjoy because I like music that grows slowly because what is Bach's music famous for? Bach's music is famous for strong structure, complex melodies, and a deep organized feeling. Do you like art or music that feels carefully structured, or do you prefer something more free and emotional? I like careful structure because I prefer free emotional art because why can Mozart's music sound simple even when it is very skillful? Mozart's music can sound simple because he made difficult musical ideas feel clear, balanced, and natural. Do you think true skill should look effortless, or should people show how hard they worked? I think great skill often looks effortless because I respect visible effort because why do many people connect Beethoven's music with struggle? People connect Beethoven with struggle because he continued to compose powerful music even after losing much of his hearing. Do you like music that feels peaceful or music that feels like a powerful emotional journey? I like peaceful music when I like emotional music because how did classical music change across these four periods? It moved from Baroque detail to classical balance to romantic emotion, and then to modern experiment and freedom. Which period sounds most attractive to you? Baroque, classical, romantic, or modern? I am interested in the period because the period that sounds least attractive to me is because where can we hear classical music in modern life? We can hear it in movies, commercials, weddings, hotels, restaurants, anime, figure skating, ceremonies, and other cultural settings. Where do you think classical music fits best? Concert halls, restaurants, movies, daily life, or special events? I think classical music fits best in because I would like to hear it more in. How is classical music similar to wine? Both have many styles, and personal taste depends on experience, mood, memory, and what details a person notices. Which kind of classical music do you think you might prefer? Elegant, emotional, peaceful, dramatic, or mysterious? I might prefer classical music because I want to try listening too. Final speaking, before this lesson, what image did you have of classical music? Final speaking, which composer sounds most interesting to you? Bach, Mozart, or Beethoven? Why? Final speaking, which period sounds most attractive to you? Baroque, classical, romantic, or modern? Final speaking, do you think classical music is still important today? Final speaking, if you introduced classical music to a friend, what would you say first?